You're listening to a 3CR podcast created in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.
Rotations.
Yes, welcome to Rotations. My name's Madison Moffat. My pronouns are she and her. And I'll be hosting Rotations this week. Huzzah, hooray! Now, what I've decided the theme for this one will be, I've got myself in my little hands, they're rather big hands actually, a tape, a cassette tape. And when I read the spine, it says, The Hits Collection in the Mind of Warwick Moffat. Tape 1. Well, there was never a tape 2 or tape 3 from memory. Warwick was my original name and before I came out as trans femme. And this is a tape that I put together at the tender age of 15. And basically, in 1986. So I do recall when I put this tape together, I was kind of pretending to be some kind of DJ. And so, funnily enough, what I've decided to do today is, it was a C90 tape, so we can't play all of it as it's a one-hour show, but I thought that I would select what I thought were the better tracks that were on this cassette. I'm not going to play it off the cassette because the sound quality now is quite terrible. Ferrous oxide in over the decades has not remained attached to the plastic tape. That's unfortunate because I would have thought that'd be rather fun. But anyway, this is The Hits Collection in the Mind of Warwick Moffat, Tape 1. And we start with Real Wild Child by Iggy Pop.
I'm a real wild one.
Wild one.
Wild one.
Wild one. Wild one. Wild one.
School, like I'm real, real cool. Gotta dance like a fool.
bless her much. Well, hey, he never gave her too much thought. In your newspaper, grace will waste away tomorrow, babe. You never got around to yesterday. But money is for taking, yes, and rich is what to be forsaken. Pray and give it away. And even Jesus has a price. You're making credit card donations to television.
Lloyd Cole and the Commotions from the album Easy Pieces. It's a track called Rich. My mate and I thought that, you know, we were special record enthusiasts and music enthusiasts, because amongst the general pop stuff, we also liked Lloyd Cole and the Commotions. Yeah, man, that's real. Anyway, what I'm talking about this mate, he had a copy of Please, the album by Pet Shop Boys, and so he was good enough to record a copy of that for me. And in return, I bought the dance music version of the same album by the Pet Shop Boys, and it was called Disco. And from this album was a track called In the Night, which I think was a flip side. It was actually the B-side to one of the Pet Shop Boys singles as well. So this is Pet Shop Boys in the extended disco version of In the Night.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
Thought from Metropolis Records in Pitt Street, Sydney in 1986 by young impressionable, now called Madison Moffat, who then forgot to remove the price sticker from it when I took it home, and boy did my father lose it when he realised how much I paid for it, because it was a German import. That was Sex Bomb Boogie, the Magic Flute, German 12-inch version. So then the tape goes on to include World's Forgotten Boy by Billy Idol, which again we can't have everything on this tape because we've only got 60 minutes for this show. And the next track on the tape is Small Talk by Skritti Piliti from Cupid and Psych 85. Then the tape goes on to include Public Image by Public Image Limited. Played that so many times before. So I thought I'd go on the next track, which is Infected by The.
We'll be right back.
And that concludes side A of the C90 tape called The Hits Collection in the Minds of Warwick Moffat, which was my original name, tape one, recorded in 1986, basically tracks lifted off various singles and albums that I owned at the time, kind of pretending to be a DJ, and now we've come full circle where I'm playing selections of tracks from that most precious little tape.
Rotations.
So, as I was saying, this is the Hits Collection in the Mind of Warwick Moffat. Is it a search into the very mind of Warwick Moffat of the time? Perhaps in some way. Side B started with Pressure Down by John Farnham, but fret not, it was the extended version from the 12-inch, so it was still slightly cool. And then from there it was Communications by Spandau Ballet from the 12-inch red pressing vinyl that I had that came free with Spandau Ballet's Greatest Hits. So once again, that was the extended dance remix, US extended dance remix of Communication by Spandau Ballet, so still slightly cool. Anyway, coming next is a track that I will play, which is I'm Coming Back, which was the first track on the absolute flop of an album by Human League called Hysteria.
Funny sometimes how you let the little things get in your way. Funny how you just can't talk, although sometimes you've got so much to say. Silly when you know you've got the thing that everybody needs so bad. Stupid if you let those jealous people telling lies
That's The Baby Screams by The Cure from the album The Head on the Door, an album that I bought from Bay Village Shopping Centre at Baddow Bay from the record store there for my 15th birthday. Well worth the 20 bucks. Now, Between Human League and The Cure was Don't Stand So Close to Me 86 by The Police, which was a bit of a slower remix of the old reggae-style version of that song, and Open Your Heart by Madonna, but I didn't think they were as interesting, so I've dropped them from the show. After The Baby Screams by The Cure was Is This Love by Alison Moyet, which, you know, just shows that deep down inside, I'm a tragic romantic. And then following that was the second completely unsuccessful single by the one-hit wonder New Shoes called Point of No Return. Hits in the minds of Warwick Moffat, indeed. Not in the minds of the buying public.
I'm not afraid to
Yes, my coveted 45 revolutions per minute, 7-inch single of Thomas Dolby's She Blinded Me With Science that I picked up in a remainder bin. I was so, so happy. Now, on the tape of the hits in the collection of the mind of Warwick Moffat, tape one, continued with Hit That Perfect Beat by Bronski Beat, but I played that enough times on Queering the Air that I thought that I'd skip that and go on to Election Day by Arcadia, which was a splinter group of Duran Duran.
Opening eyes and impaling on flames.
Ah, from the album So Red the Rose, Election Day by Arcadia. Yes, again, another group where we were very much harnessed in hindsight by the mainstream pop industry. But, you know, as far as we were concerned, appreciating a band like Arcadia set us apart, you know. We understood, man. We understood that this was a throwback to the traditional new romantic sounds of David Sylvian and Japan and the like. And that made us cool. And before Election Day by Arcadia was Hit That Perfect Beat by Bronski Beat, but we didn't play that because that's boring. And so we're going to end now with what is indeed the last track on side B of the tape, The Hits Collection in the Minds of Warwick Moffat, tape one. And that is Rock Me Amadeus by Falco, the 7-inch edition. Next up, Clearing the Air, with someone who might sound familiar. Of course, it's moi. Na kann man Rock Me Amadeus. Er war Superstar, er war populär. Er war so exaltiert, because er hatte Flair. Er war ein Virtuose, war ein Rockidol. Und alles rief, na kann man Rock Me Amadeus. Und es war in Wien, no plastic money anymore, die Banken gegen ihn. Woher die Schulden kamen, war wohl jedermann bekannt. Er war ein Mann der Frauen, Frauen liebten seinen Punk. Er war ein Superstar, er war so populär, er war zu exaltiert, genau das war sein Flair. Er war ein Virtuose, war ein Rockidol. Und alle suchten noch auf den Captain Rock Me Amadeus.
Been listening to a 3CR podcast. If you found it valuable, please consider donating or subscribing to support independent community radio. To find out more, go to 3cr.org.au.